This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. It's always interesting and encouraging to hear how your life has touched others. It's also a blessing to hear how others have ministered to one another. Paul touched many lives during his travels in ministry. He refers to some of them in Romans 15 and 16. He also identifies some who touched him. He lists fellow workers and fellow prisoners. He mentions relatives of his, two who became Christians before him. He talks of those who opened their homes to fellow believers for meetings as well as for hospitality. He mentions women, one in particular, who was like a mother to him. He refers to the first convert in an area. Encouragement comes in noting that he is still going on with the Lord. He refers to a politician who no doubt provided help in opening some doors because of his leadership position. Men and women, young and old, new believers and more mature, prominent figures and those known only to a few, they were all important to Paul. They were a part of what he considered to be his team. He acknowledged and affirmed them. He introduced them to others in order to build a network of fellow believers who would encourage and support each other as opportunity came. Sharing and reflecting on fellowship stories can be a great source of encouragement during times of transition, testing, and discouragement. Never forget that you are a part of a big family of believers. Thank God for them, and don't forget to pray for them. And I'd like to hear from you. You can write me Lud Golz, Novelty, Ohio, 44072, or you can do it through my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.